Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Thank you so much for downloading our little podcast again this week. We are so glad that you're here. Jared Davis joining you once again in the fun house. You know what we like to do on our little show from time to time? We like to appreciate some underappreciated person right there in your office. You've heard us do this before. One week we talked about the importance of your analyst, and we did a whole salute to the HR professional one week. Let's see. We've talked about the logistics team. Oh, we talked about the IT crew. You know your IT crew, all those people back there in that cold, dark room with all the annoying humming going on? Well, today, I'm going to give you a fun fact here in just a minute, something you can share around the water cooler this week. But we're going to talk about one of the most annoying teams in your office. And I can say this because it's a sandbox that I play in most often. Yes, we're talking about your marketing team. Those loonies over there in marketing that are making it happen on social media and trying to get your name on the map. I want to let you in on something that was really neat that we were talking about earlier this week. The reality of what your marketing team is working with in our day and age. Now, I want you to check this out. Statistics show that the average American spends 11 hours a day. And I'm going to rewind that so you hear that number correctly. 11 hours a day doing what you're doing right now, interacting with some form of media, reading articles online, watching videos, listening to podcasts, video gaming. Most of our waking hours are spent interacting with media. So here's what you need to understand, and it's something that your marketing team really needs to be working closely with your analyst on. Every piece of this media is based on data. Using the right data to get the appropriate marketing message in front of your customer is essential, and that's what we're talking about on the podcast today. Joining us here in the studio right after the break, Mr. Michael Elgus of IRI is back, and we're going to be talking with Michael this time around about the data which is powering the media and how to use it best in your marketing and analytics. It's going to be a great conversation. Please stick around. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
Tired of having all your customer data on cumbersome spreadsheets? IRI Liquid Data seamlessly integrates all your CPG sales, frequent shopper, media, and other data sets to help you find the insights and action steps to take for your brand and retail store. Say goodbye to spreadsheets and hello to a quicker path to business growth. Learn more at IRIWorldwide.com.
We are back on the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Once again, joining us here in studio from IRI, Mr. Mike Elgus. Mike, thank you for coming back to the podcast.
Thank you for having me back.
Hey, we're talking about media this time around. Let me ask you this. How has data been used to power media in sort of that old data world?
Well, it's funny when you think about when I started my career, it was really about making TV commercials. And our idea of targeting was age and gender, if you can imagine, you know, using that type of approach. But those were kind of the channels that you had to work with. You know, now when I think about what would I want to know to be able to make an ad for somebody, I'd want to know what was in your shopping basket, right? I'd want to see what you're purchasing. That would tell me a lot more than your age and gender.
So now how does that compare to what we're calling new media?
Well, I think most new media is going to be addressable and probably accountable, meaning you're going to have an understanding of the profile of the person you're talking to, and you're going to have the opportunity to measure whether the people you talk to did anything different at the register or not. And that's really the tools that we're building at IRI is the ability to be more relevant by getting to the right customer and then being able to connect your media exposures back to who saw them and whether they purchased or not.
Now, at IRI, as you guys are kind of looking at the industry right now, who's really positioned to win in the new media?
Well, the retailer, I think, is who's going to benefit the most because they are sitting on a gold mine of information. You think about, again, if you were to look at my shopping basket, what you would know about me, you would have probably an understanding that we have some kids, that my mother-in-law has a dog that comes over to the house, right? You'd start to know I have preferences maybe for Cabernet and organics, and you would know a lot more about me than you could through many, many other ways of looking at my behavior, just seeing, you know, what I've bought a couple trips to Walmart. So unlocking that data, I think, is a huge opportunity for retailers.
So in order to unlock that, what does it take to get from the old to that new media?
You know, it's really about having a system in place that can track the behavior of your customer in a way that allows you to serve them better. And so our system has been built to really be able to take that transaction level data and connect it back to everything else you're doing, how a store is assorted, how a store is priced, whether you have the right things on the shelf. And once that's in place, then it allows you to activate against the right customer segments to talk about what's new in the store, help recommend things that they might like to, you know, put in the basket the next time. And that is the system you need, I think, to really be effective to personalize the store.
I want to go back to something you said earlier, because you talked about, you know, way back we used to just kind of look at people as age and gender when we were setting up the profiles. All of that has changed, as you said. So what does it take for a supplier or a retailer to kind of get away from those profiles and move toward what we need now, which is the personalization?
I think a lot of it starts with just playing around with audiences. We have a tool we call Audience Builder, and what that allows you to do is ask pretty simple questions. And you can start with a category framework of just saying, I want to understand which segments are growing and which segments are, you know, not within my category. And then from there, you can start to do some iterations to say, what else is that customer buying? Maybe what are they buying instead of what they used to buy? And so I think just a curious mindset and the right applications can really help you mine the data and start to see trends and, you know, then make business plans to activate against what you're seeing.
So when you and the team at IRI are working with your clients to kind of move toward this, what are some of the biggest obstacles you have to try to get them toward this personalization?
You know, if you think about systems that have been built for retail, a lot of them were built for very specific purposes and have been in place for a long time. And there are people that are good at using them. And so you're creating a certain amount of disruption when you start to bring in a system that brings these things together. So honestly, change management is a big part of the starting point. I think the other thing that we talk about is the build versus buy mentality of, you know, do you want to trust somebody to start putting in a technology platform that can do this for you, or do you want to try to build it yourself? And we have found that you want somebody that is specializing in this discipline to be the one doing the work, because not only is it take some knowledge to bring the systems together, but then maintaining them, upgrading them, keeping them, you know, up to the changes that you're going to see in technology moving forward is a big undertaking. You want some devoted resources to do that.
Mike, we appreciate you being the data behind our media today. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.